I'm delighted to be here with you this morning. For me, one of the ways that I love to worship is through music. And so thank you. That was just beautiful. All the music is wonderful. There was a little girl who was helping her mother set the table. She was putting the silverware down, so I brought props. She was putting the forks down and the knives, and I couldn't find a big enough knife that you might be able to see it that didn't look really dangerous, so I brought a pie server, but pretend it's a knife. And she was putting the spoons down. Now, she was about 6 years old, and you know, as she was putting these things down, her mother was overhearing the conversation. The knife was talking to the fork, "How are you today?" And the knife was answering, "Oh, I'm fine, and how are you? You look really pointy. Well, you look really sharp." And the spoon would get in the conversation. And so pretty soon, the little girl looked over at her mother and said, "You know, if I had to pick, I'd be a spoon." And her mother thought about that and looked at her and smiled and said, "Why a spoon? Why would you want to be a spoon? Why not a fork or a knife?" And the little girl said, "Well, I wouldn't want to be a fork. You know, forks are grabby. You know, they're always stabbing things. You know, like, I don't like it at school when somebody uses their fork and reaches over and takes part of my dessert. So I don't want to be a fork. Okay, well, how about a knife?" "Well, no, knives are scary because they're sharp. And besides, you know, they're always slicing things up. And have you ever tried to eat off of a knife? You put food on there, and before you can get it to your mouth, it falls off. So, no, I wouldn't want to be a knife. But a spoon is round and nice." And her mother added, "and friendly and smooth." And she said, "Yeah." And the little girl's eyes just lighted up and said, "Yeah, I like spoons. If I had to be something, I'd be a spoon." Now, you might think that this is just a nice little children's story, but I think this has a lot to do with our Christian life. We all know fork people who grab more and more. We all know knife people who slice things up. And we all know spoon people who use the spoon to serve. I think the little girl had it right on. So let's look a little bit more. You want to be a fork? Well, a fork person is never happy with what they've got. They always want more. And because they want more, they're never satisfied. They never pause to appreciate what they have. They're always grabbing for more. Sometimes they become obsessed with getting more so they can consume it. You know, that consumer mentality that we all have. Oh, there's always something better out there. You went on a vacation, I went on a better vacation. You have a 60-inch screen, well, I have a 72-inch screen. We always want different and more and better. You want to be a knife? You all know knife people. Knife people are control freaks. They're the ones with all the to-do list, you know, that control everything. They also, you've been with them in committee meetings. They're also the ones that are the naysayers. They always are critical of everything. You've got an idea, that won't work. We've never done it that way before, so we're not going to do it that way now. Knife people look at the future and they start slicing things to make it fit the way they want to do it. Spoon people Spoon people are different. Spoon people take something and use it to serve others. Spoon people don't think of themselves. They think of giving and carrying it to other people. Have you ever seen a spoon try to slice something? You know, spoon people are adaptable. You know, with a spoon, you can eat hot soup or cold ice cream, right? That's why they're adaptable in any circumstance, just like the hot soup or the cold ice cream. Now, everyone knows how important spoons are. Even the utensil makers know that. If you buy a set of utensils for four, what do you get? You get four forks, four knives, and eight spoons. Spoons are important. And after all, we adapt spoons to do different things. I'm sure all of you have tried to take that cantaloupe that's just a little bit too hard and try to cut it with a spoon, right, until you have it exactly right. Spoons are really important for us. You know, unfortunately, I'll have to tell you, as much as I'd like to think of myself as a spoon, there are times when I'm a knife, you know, and I just want more and more. Or I see something that I just really want badly. And then I become a fork. And there are times when there's an event in my life and I get so frustrated, and the frustration is because I don't get to control it. So I think we're all sometimes forks and knives. And yet, we're called to be spoons, to serve others. You've heard some of the songs that we've sung about serving others. You know, there's a person in the Bible who made a transition from being a knife to being a spoon, and that was Paul. You may remember Paul. He started out with the name of Saul, and he was on the road to Damascus, and he met Jesus. He met the Christ. This was after Christ's resurrection. He met the Christ, and he had a change of heart. Prior to that, he was a Pharisee, and he thought the Christians were terrible, and so he was persecuting them. In fact, when Stephen was martyred, he was the first Christian to be martyred. I think it's in Acts 7 and 8. Paul was standing there, and it says, Saul, meaning Paul, approved the killing. He was one of those knife people that just kept slicing and was really critical. And after he met Jesus, and Jesus said to him, "Why are you persecuting my people?" Saul had a change of heart, and Saul became a spoon. And he was always dishing out service to others. He was looking for what other people needed and helping them understand what Christ was all about. He wrote letters to the communities. He helped everyone see what was going on. Now, you heard the scripture this morning, and you might think, well, what does that have to do with a knife and a fork and a spoon? There are only three verses, but they were real important. The first verse, it begins with focusing on Jesus and what Jesus was doing. He was traveling from the cities and the villages, and he was preaching in the synagogue and teaching. He was curing the illnesses and the diseases of everyone. That's what Jesus did. He went out and helped others. He looked to see what their need was, and then he helped them. And the second verse tells us that he had compassion on all the people because they were harassed, they were helpless, they were like sheep without a shepherd. But the third verse, the real emphasis, is Jesus turns to his disciples and says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord to provide laborers for the harvest. He was calling the disciples to go out and serve. And he's calling each and every one of us to go out and serve, to understand how to be a spoon and to serve others. Now, for me, the very essence of service is Mother Teresa. She went to India, she left her home, and she established a hospice and a leprosy clinic. And the Sisters of Mercy served those people. They had medicine for the people who had leprosy. But Mother Teresa said, you know, the leprosy we can treat with medicine, but the real disease that all these people have is being unwanted, being rejected, being outcast. She tells that one of them said to her, you know, when I'm out on a street and I hear somebody coming, they wander past me really fast. They don't want to have anything to do with me. Mother Teresa said, you don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be skilled to provide what they really need. What they really need is a hand outstretched and to feel welcome. And that's what she provided. She was a spoon to all those people and gave her love and gave in service. During the season of Lent, we're called to look at ourselves. And so I ask you, I ask each and every one of you, how many times are you being a knife or a fork? And how many times are you being a spoon? And I encourage you to be a spoon. And think about it. What would being a spoon look like? Well, it might mean loving your brother and sister and serving them rather than being in competition with them. It might mean accepting those who are different than you rather than criticizing them and finding what's wrong with them. It might mean sharing everything you have instead of keeping it all for yourself and consuming it all. It might mean having an attitude of service and paying attention to the needs of others instead of just worrying about yourself. You see, we all have choices, and God knows our hearts, whether they are forks or knives or spoon. But we can be like Paul. We can have Christ call us again and hear that call to service and to be a spoon. Amen.